Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Well, good evening, Warrior fans, as we get ready for girls varsity action here from Amity High School, where your Warriors taking on the Sheridan Spartans in this league action. I think at some point Ron's going to reset the score to zero. He's still rubbing it in that it's 60-43 in the boys game. So Warrior boys got a 17-point win against Sheridan. Sheridan back in 3A after being in 2A for a few years. The girls from Sheridan come in with a 4-5 record, 1-3 overall. Your Warriors are 11-3, 3-0 in league, and ranked number 3 in the state for 3A. Warriors, of course, have 3 losses this year. They've lost to the number 1 and the number 3 teams in the state, Corbett and Banks. Well, other way around. They lost to Banks, the number 1 team in the state, Corbett, the number 3 team in the state, or the number 2 team in the state, excuse me, the 2 teams above them, and lost a game to Jervis, who's one of the top 2A teams, which, and I asked Jed, the one game he'd like back more than anything else is that Jervis game, because just felt like that was a game that the Warriors could have, should have won. So, not a lot of update for the Ellie McMullen watch. Ellie coming back off the ACL surgery, which she had last spring. She, of course, tore her ACL in the second game of the state tournament last year, en route to first-team All-State honors. Ellie is working on coming back and has an appointment, I think, at the end of this week. And if everything goes well, she might actually get a clearance this week to start practicing in full. So we're hoping. I know nobody's more excited than she is, but it's definitely something that we're all anxious for. See her back on the floor. It'll be quite the emotional return when she comes back, for sure. We got about 5.5 minutes to go here before the start of this game, so we'll take another break and be back to get you set up here on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the girls' basketball game here in just a couple of minutes. Ron back on the air with me. He's relieved of clock duties. Congratulations, Ron, on graduating from clock duties to stat keeping and color analyst duties. Ron and I might not be talking much about football this week.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Cowboys and Niners are going to match up on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. And, of course, one of us is a good American and and is a fan of America's team. The other one has devil colors, red and whatever else color they have. In San Francisco there. Hey. Should be a good game.
Hey.
Warriors come into this game, as I mentioned, 11-3 overall, 3-0 in league. And they are going to get their first real league test this coming Thursday at Santa Am Christian. So what Jed's trying to do in this game is make sure that his girls are sharp and ready for... I'm waving off the officials early in this game. Just get out of here. So get out of here.
They know you're their friend.
Yes. Sorry about that. A lot of distraction here. The girls will have their first real test on Thursday, as I mentioned, at Santa Am Christian. So the goal tonight is to play sharp, to work on the things that you need for that better competition that's coming up later this week. To not be sloppy and get into bad habits tonight. You'd like to execute on both ends of the floor, not come out flat or overconfident. And that's one of the signs when this team really matures, where we're really gonna see that, Ron, is in how they put their foot on the metaphorical neck of their opponent and keep it there, right? Yeah. You get it on early, you keep it there, you don't let it up. That's what great teams do to inferior teams. And most of the teams we're going to play the rest of the way are inferior, significantly inferior to us. So the question is, do we have that killer instinct? Do we put our foot on them, put them down, and stop them right from the get-go? We didn't do that against Dayton. We let Dayton hang around that first quarter. It wasn't until the second quarter we really put our foot on their neck. So starting for Sheridan. Go ahead, Ron.
That's probably when Alyssa came in the game.
Yeah, exactly right. So Chloe Ayala and Haley Ayala both starting for Sheridan. Taylor Givens, Logan Watkins, and Leah Warner. And size-wise, there's not a lot. I'll tell you what, Haley Ayala can jump out of the building, but she's playing with a, saw this in the paper the other day. I didn't know she's playing with a torn meniscus that she tore during volleyball season and, has not had surgery on it because she didn't want to miss basketball at all. So she's going to play through a torn meniscus. She's got a little bit of a tweaked ankle that she rolled a couple games ago. Doesn't matter. She went for 27 her last game out. And she is, well, I'll tell you, I saw her in volleyball season before she hurt her knee. I have seen few kids jump like she can jump. Just a very, very good athlete. For the Warriors, it is Sharp. They're doing them in the wrong order. They're messing me up. Sharp, Nisely, and Harzma. Phil Lopez changing up the order of things. Getting me all messed up here. All right, so let's see if Coach McMullen's got his troops focused here, Ron. We'll know pretty quick.
Yeah, it'd be nice to drop a couple threes real fast. That changes, that makes everything different.
And lock down on the defensive
end.
Yeah. The jumping center will be Grove and Givens. Three sophomores starting for Sheridan. One senior, Haley Ayala. Grove wins the tap easily back to Eliza. Eliza brings it up, starts the offense here. We're underway at 2-3 zone for Sheridan. Harzma on the right wing back to down low. They find Sharp trying to cut. It's knocked away by Sheridan and out of bounds. They went awfully quick there with that. I couldn't even keep up with it. That was, they get it into Grove. Grove turns, goes to the left hand, lays it up and in. She wanted to go with the right hand. It wasn't there. Took it with her left. Warriors in a 1-3-1 with Grove on top. See if she's learning to conserve some energy here, right?
And fouls.
Yep. They break the pressure, but it's knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Givens. Givens on top to Chloe Ayala. There's a ball knocked away and picked up by Grove. Grove, Harzma, Harzma, Eliza lays it up and in. Great fast break there by the Warriors. One dribble on that fast break, Ron. They throw ahead. Eliza knocks it out of bounds, intended for Warner.
Not a lot of dribble in that.
I think the ball hit the floor one time on that fast break. Gotta love it. There's some boys that could learn to run a fast break that way. These girls know how to run it. Ayala and Ayala play catch in the corner. It's Haley with it. Scoops it over to Warner. Warner tries to go in the corner. Eliza knocks it out of bounds, intended for Givens. It'll be Sheridan ball on the sideline. 4-0 Amity early here in the first quarter. Chloe Ayala. Gets it into Warner. Warriors in this 1-3-1. Down in the corner to Ayala. Ayala knocked away by Grove. Gets it back. Right side. Warner picks up her dribble. Skips it back over to Haley Ayala. Haley drives. Dishes probably fouled. No call. Gets it out to Chloe. Chloe. Back on top to Givens, or Warner, excuse me, Warner. Backs up a little bit.
If we're just patient and don't get reachy, they'll turn the ball over, I think.
Instead, they get the ball inside to Watkins, and she gets a basket. 4-2 Amity.
Slow rotation.
Yep. Down low, Eliza, cross court, finds Harzma on the backside for the lay-in. Harzma cutting down that backside. They thought she was going to go to the post again. There's a pass ahead. Eliza steals to Grove. Grove ahead to 80. 80 with the left hand.
Oh, that's a foul.
Blocking foul. Came in right underneath her. It's going to be on number 10, right? Givens. Two shots coming for Eliza. Or 80, excuse me. It's a good pass by Grove there. 80 Nisley to the line to shoot two. Try to extend this 6-2 lead. And that one's not good. Little side spin on that one for 80.
One of them's a little better foul shooter than the other. I can't remember which one it is, but this one has a curveball all the time.
Well, that one looks good. Oh, a little bit off the right side of the rim on that one. Warriors come up empty. Ayala, Haley drives, misses. They're going to get a blocking foul, I think, on Harzma. You see Ayala's explosiveness, even with the bad knee, just full throttle down that right side of the key, attacking the rim. So Ayala, Haley, Ayala to the line. First one, good. Boy, I don't know if you ever saw her play volleyball or not. She was fun to watch. She pretty much beat us single-handedly at their place. I didn't see the one here. Makes a pair. And it's a 6-4 Warrior lead. Eliza works to the right corner. Out on top, and the Warriors turn it over. Not sure why you dribble to the corner to start the offense. I don't think that's a good move.
Pass.
Yep.
Reverse it.
Sheridan ball. Warriors up 6-4. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Warriors still in their 1-3-1, which Sarah Lynn still learning how to play that top. So it's good experience for her. I know Jed wants her to get more experience up there. Trying to keep Eliza out of foul trouble by not having her play there. Haley Ayala misses. Rebound inside, stripped away by Sharp. Sharp, there's a pass ahead to Grove. Grove scores. Foul. Great pass ahead. I think, was that Eliza or Maya that made that pass? I didn't see it. But Grove out and running. Sharp had the steal. Grove gets the basket. Somebody else had the assist in there. There's only three other choices.
I was looking down.
I looked
this.
Ahead to see where she was going. Grove misses the foul shot. 80 tips it out of bounds. Warriors 0 for 3 from the foul line so far. 8-4 Amity. Still in their 1-3-1 full court. Ayala with it. Chloe throws it ahead. They try to go to the cutter. Givens, it's knocked away by Maya, and then her pass knocked away out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Harzma, middle of the floor, swings it left angle into the corner. Grove back to Harzma. Harzma, they skip it right side. 80 with the drive, pulls up, leaves it for Grove on the baseline. Back out to Eliza. Harzma, left sideline. 80 to Eliza, cutting out to Grove. 15-footer buries it. That's some ball movement right there, Ron. Grove's got six in this game. 10-4 Amity. Chloe drives, throws it along the baseline a little too high for number 20, Watkins, and out of bounds. And here comes Spunky McMullen. Alyssa into the game. Brings a little attitude, brings a little feistiness, brings some energy. And she brings a shooter's mentality. Eliza fakes the three, goes in the corner. Alyssa misses her first shot from the corner. Three-pointer. Chloe Ayala with the rebound. Works right, goes behind the back. Man, she's strong, quick, and has a handle. Not surprised. Warner with it. Back to Ayala. Left corner. It's the other Ayala. Misses the jumper. Tipped out of bounds by 80. I think that was right. Sheridan ball. Warriors up 10-4. Chloe Ayala lobs in to her sister, gets it back in the corner. Mid post to Chloe. There's a shot attempted, blocked by Eliza, and then blocked again inside by the Warriors and out of bounds. I'm not sure if Eliza or Sarah Lynn blocked that second attempt. Two block shots, though, that time down. 2-3 zone on the inbound. They lob in to Chloe. There's a travel, not called there. Haley Ayala pulls up, misses a jumper, rebound, Eliza along the baseline. Eliza, head up, always looking to run, pushes up quickly, hooks it to McMullen, left corner, three, wow. Buries it, or two, deep two. Buries it, foot on the line. Just no hesitation, she knows her job. 1-3-1 with McMullen on top now and Grove in the middle of the three. And there's McMullen with a steal. Bounce pass to Grove. She'll take it in and misses the shot. 80 with the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Should be Warriors basketball. Grove missing the easiest shot she's had tonight. 12-4 Warriors, 3:32 to go, first quarter. McMullen to inbound, Harsman to inbound, left corner. Into Grove, takes a three. Oh, it was right on line, but she missed it. Chloe Ayala with the rebound, gets it to Haley. Haley Ayala walks it across half court. Down on the side. Ball knocked away, almost stolen by McMullen again. Montano never saw her. Melina Montano into the game, freshman. See if they take advantage of having a freshman in there, Ron. That, if she touches the ball again, look for a turnover.
Yeah.
There's a tip by McMullen. Ayala gets it back, leaves it for her sister Chloe. Chloe back to Haley off her hands, chases it down before it gets out of bounds, hooks a pass. There's a steal right there. Montano never saw it. Grove with a steal. Jumped the passing lane. Eliza drives hard to the right. Baseline, kicks to the corner. McMullen for three. No good. Eliza with the rebound, jump ball. McMullen would like that look back. Great job by Eliza to set that up, Ron.
Yeah.
2:47 to go first quarter, 12-4 Amity. Scored six straight in this game. Haley Ayala flips it ahead to Chloe, back to Haley. Chloe, they play catch. Chloe lobs in the middle, back to Haley. I don't know, this is an interesting little triangle in close range here. Haley picks it up, back to Chloe as she pops out. Warriors extending that 1-3-1 a little bit. Chloe picks up her dribble, skips it over, throws it away. Oh, we got a timeout.
No.
Was he calling for a timeout?
Yeah, he was.
They didn't give it to him because they'd thrown the ball. And he says, did you give me the timeout? And
no.
He says, no, I didn't give it to you. It was out of bounds. That's what I'm talking about. You can't call a timeout when that ball is in the air. Because you don't know if that's going to be a turnover or not. You don't have possession of it as soon as that ball leaves your hands.
I've never seen this ref before over the years, but he's
on top of things.
In the boys game, he made some really nice calls.
Back into the game, Warner replaces Montano. Warriors ball up 12-4, 2:15 to go in the first quarter. 2-3 zone. Harsma to Eliza Nisley. Down in the corner to Alyssa. Back to Maya. On top, 80. Fakes the three inside to Grove. Misses with the left hand. What a pass by 80 Nisley. Excellent steal by Grove inside. Just missed the left hand lay-in, but you gotta love that action. That's what you're looking for if you're Jed.
Or Devin.
He would take it, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Haley Ayala drives, loses it. Maya with it. Maya will take this one in herself, outrun everybody for the lay-in. Maya Harsma with her second basket. 14-4 Warriors, 8-0 run now. Haley Ayala brings it across half court. Gets it over to Warner. Warner, a loose double team here. They cut that passing lane away. She goes back to Ayala, to Chloe, back to Haley Ayala. Over to Warner.
They're really not doing anything to attack the 1-3-1.
Just tossing it around until they turn it over. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to get it inside. But they're not going to the baseline and then back to the post.
They're almost like playing a 1-3-1 offense.
Yeah, they try to go inside. Ball's knocked away. Harsman with the steal. Pushes up the middle. Hits McMullen. Drives. Fouled. No call. She got pushed on the shot right along her shoulder. Should have been a foul. Jed not happy about that no call. Just kind of rode her on that left, on her right shoulder. Warner out on top, still 14-4, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Into the corner, Ayala for three, misses that, rebound. Eliza tips it to 80, great save. 80 throws ahead to Alyssa, Alyssa pulls up.
Oh,
quick trigger on that 12-footer, misses 80 with the rebound. Back out to Eliza,
Hooks a pass on top. Grove for three short. Inside. 80 lays it up and in. We'll call that an assist. I don't think so. 80 with the rebound of the basket. Way to watch the ball by 80 Nisely. My goodness. That is not easy to do when somebody puts up an outside shot. You're thinking, track, find a man, track the ball. You know, look for it coming off the rim. 2 seconds. Chloe Ayala heaves one up from the corner on a loose ball. 16-4 Amity after one quarter. Coming into the game will be Kendall. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. They have one made shot. Logan Watkins made a shot. Haley Ayala had two free throws. That's it. That's their 4 points for the Warriors. Good balance. Sarah Lynn Grove with six. Harzma with four. Two each for Nisely, and McMullen. And Sarah Lynn could have had a lot more. She missed two left-hand lay-ins inside and missed a couple of threes outside. But what I like is that they are aggressive in getting her involved in the offense, Ron.
Yeah.
She's a weapon. She will wear defenses out with her inside-out game. Kendall into the game. Harzma dribbles down low. Grove up with the left hand.
Goodness.
Gets it.
Oh, thought she missed it.
Yeah, she put it up pretty strong, didn't she? Harzma with the assist. Grove with eight. Leading all scorers.
Oh.
Yeah, almost got that steal there. Givens with it. Back across to Ayala. Ayala over to Warner for three. No good. Kendall with a board inside. Warriors throw ahead. It's McMullen. Puts the brakes on. Turns her shot. Blocked. Gets it back. Takes it from 15. Bounces around. Won't go. They hook it back out to her. She'll take the 18-footer. Oh, way too strong.
What's wrong with her?
Nah. Still getting warmed up. But she is their shooter, and everybody knows it. They're looking to get her the ball. And for whatever reason, defenses don't cover our leading scorer. So they forget about it. 1-3-1 with McMullen on top. Kendall man in the middle now and Grove down low. So you see the versatility. There's a tip by McMullen stolen by Eliza and the lay-in. McMullen with another good defensive play. Eliza's got 4 points in the game. You see Grove's versatility. She played the top of the 1-3-1, the middle of the 1-3-1, and now the bottom of the 1-3-1, and she knocks that one out of bounds. I mean, how many girls do you feel comfortable doing that with? How many players, period, that can play all three of those positions and be a force? She could probably use a breather, honestly.
She doesn't want to come out.
No, she doesn't, but talking effectiveness, you give her about a minute, minute and a half now, bring her back in for the last five. Down low. They missed the shot inside. It was Watkins. The rebound to Givens. Number 10 gets the basket. Warriors up 20-6. That broke a 14-0 Amity run. In the corner, McMullen. Back out to Harzma. Harzma to Eliza on top. Nisely. Ooh, tried to go to Grove and threw it a little too high. Picked off. Chloe Ayala over to her sister, Haley. Haley hands off to Chloe. Chloe works right. Nothing there. Back to Haley. Throws a cross-court diagonal pass to Chloe. Chloe backs out to the elbow extended. Hands off to Haley. Haley works to the right. Harzma right on her. Over to Warner. Warner. Bounce pass to Haley Ayala on top. Works left. Hands to Warner. It's just not much going on here, Ron. Everything's been outside the three-point line for 30 seconds here. Chloe Ayala. They go to Haley. Left side traveled. Got away with it. Inside. Warriors committed to her. She got the ball inside to Logan Watkins for her second basket. Four straight for Sheridan. High post, Grove drives, banks, misses, ball's tipped out, and off of Grove. I think that she needs a break, Ron.
A little tired.
I think she's a little tired. That's one that she should make, and I think that's what you're going
right
to get
now.
Here.
Checking into the Warriors.
Nope.
Maya.
Harshman comes out. And did you see Grove look this way, though?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to say, take me out, but that look said, boy, I could use a break about now. 2-3 zone. No, 1-3-1 still for the Warriors.
Just changed the point person.
Well, and they're going to deny Ayala on top. There's a miss inside, and the Warriors get the rebound. McMullen. McMullen brings it up the middle of the floor. Gets it to Kendall on the wing. Skips it over to 80. 80 with the drive. Bounce pass to Eliza. Comes out the other side. McMullen, 18-footer. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Rebound put back up and in by 80. Great job by 80 Nisla. It's her second offensive rebound put back for a basket. 22-8. They're going to deny Haley Ayala now. Or try to anyway. She's an awfully good athlete. They get her the ball at the Warrior head. 80 on her. I don't think 80 has any fouls. She can be pretty aggressive here with 3:54 to go. Now McMullen switches on to Ayala. They're going to get Eliza with a reach in there because she went with that near shoulder trying to, and that's what Jed's talking to her about from the sideline. She reached in with that right arm to take the dribble instead of reaching around with the left arm. And that right arm pushed against the side of the offensive player. You get the foul every time on that. Ayala with it. 80 on her. Haley works left. Looking for Chloe Ayala. Now gets it back to Haley. Haley on the left angle. Backs her way down. Scoops it up. Fouled. Good strong move. She's so quick and explosive. She only has 2 points in the game. First one on 80 Nisley. Haley Ayala to the line to shoot two. She's a player that needs to be on a team with some talent around her because she can play. At the free throw line, she buries the first one. Scharf in, Kendall out. Got it to drop in. 4 out of 4 from the line for Haley Ayala. 8, Eliza in the corner. McMullen out on top to 80. Back to Grove. The defense has a little more energy now when they score some points, Ron.
Yeah.
2-3 zone, very active. Hook it inside to Scharf. Back out. Eliza for 3.
Oh.
Rolls around, won't go. Tipped, Scharf saves into Grove. Nice job by 80. 80 down low, gets knocked away, ball's loose. 80 gets it back to Eliza, hooks it over to Grove for 3. Hits it! That's some hustle and some ball movement. Grove with 11. A lot of work on the defensive end for the Spartans to only give up a 3. 25-10 Warriors, 2:45 to go, and a timeout taken by Coach Jeremy Brown. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break also. KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Sheridan Spartans 25-10 in this Girls Pac West Conference League action. Tim Harzma with the last instructions for Eliza Nisley, I think on the defensive end. On the floor for the Warriors, Eliza and 80 Nisley, McMullen, Harzma, and Grove. This is your pressing outfit, Ron.
Yeah.
This is the speed 5. Grove, the only real size they have on the floor.
They don't need size.
It's not a big team they're playing against. It's going to dominate inside. Sheridan with the ball on the right side. Givens. Drives baseline, comes up short, ball tipped out of bounds off of Grove. Bell inbound, left side of the key along the baseline. Haley Ayala gets it into Warner. Warner.
Switched to a 2-3.
Yeah, interesting to see. That's probably what Tim was clarifying, make sure everybody knew their job. On top, Warner with it. To Chloe Ayala on top to Haley. Haley over to Warner. Warner back to Haley Ayala. Scoops a pass to Chloe. This offense isn't doing anything. They're just passing around one side of the three-point line. 2 minutes to go. Now they throw it away. Eliza with the steal. They tried to get it to Givens and a bad pass. Bad communication anyway.
No.
There's a missed shot by 80. Rebound inside by Givens. 80 tried to force that one a little bit, I think. Was challenged. Somebody might even have a piece. Ayala misses the three. Ball inside. Rebounded by Eliza. Threw it away. Ayala hangs, misses. Eliza with another rebound. This one she doesn't pass right away. Now she gets it up to 80. 80 pushes hard up the right side, gets in deep, out to McMullen.
I don't think
mid-range,
so.
Misses. 80 with a rebound. Bounce pass out. Eliza for three. No good. Harrison with another rebound. 80 hooks it inside. Misses. That was Eliza to 80. She missed right at the rim. Wow. Some good opportunities there for the Warriors. Come up empty. Minute to go here in the first half. 25-10 Amity. They skip it over. On top, Haley Ayala. Down to Givens. Givens, mid-range. Back over to Chloe. In the corner, Warner. She doesn't want to shoot. Nobody wants to shoot this ball for them, do they?
Nope.
Ayala. They go in the mid-post. High post to Watkins. Back out to Givens. Baseline doubled, and Harzma almost had it. Ball's loose.
Oh.
And somehow they end up with it back in the hands of Givens. High post. Givens with it. Back out. Tipped by McMullen. They've had this ball for 40 seconds at the center of the floor, Ron. Haven't gotten a shot off yet.
No shot.
They want to get a shot. And there's Harzma with the steal finally. Harzma, bounce pass McMullen. 18-footer.
Nope.
Way too
great
strong.
Pass.
80 lays it up and in. Her third offensive rebound put back in the first half. McMullen having her worst shooting half of the year. Just 2 points. And on about one for what? Probably six or seven shooting. McMullen?
She's got one
for six.
Ten.
One for ten. Oh my goodness. We'll see what she does in the second half. Warriors with a 27-10 lead after one half. We'll be back in just a moment with some halftime numbers for you. Halftime here from Amity High School. Warrior girls with a 27-10 lead over the Sheridan Spartans. Warriors were led by Sarah Lynn Grove with 11 points in the first half. 89 with 6. Eliza and Maya Harzma with 4 each. Alyssa McMullen with 2. 4 each for Watkins and Haley Ayala for the Spartans. Ron, what do you have?
I don't know. Not very good shooting. We've certainly shot better. Alyssa's like 1 for 10. Sarah Grove is 5 for 10. Eliza's 3 for 3, but 80's the one that's missing shots.
But 80's also got 3 offensive rebound putbacks. How many
yes.
offensive rebounds does she have in the game? She must have 5 or 6 offensive rebounds.
I have 4.
For 4?
Yeah.
I always like take Ron's rebounding. I say this in jest. You multiply them by, 0.25 or 0.5 or something, or 1.5, because it's hard to track them all. Because you got to see them, look down, make your mark, look back up. Sometimes there's 3 or 4 rebounds in a row, and it's tough to track them. I'll give him that. You need like a little
clicker
on each finger, right? Like,
yeah, it's impossible.
It is. It makes you really impressed with those guys at State. Who sit at the laptop and do that. Man. I mean, I don't think they're 100% accurate, but they're pretty good. They don't miss much.
Nope.
But, boy, they also don't like to be interrupted. They are they are locked into that game. They sit there and just hammer away on that keyboard, entering every stat in the game. It takes a special skill set. So, defensively, Ron, Warriors had a lot of steals.
Yeah, well, I have them for 12 turnovers, so I don't have every steal, but... Sarah's got 3 steals. Alyssa's got 2. Eliza's got 1. Maya's got 2.
Yeah, so that's what, 5, 6, 7, 8 steals in the first half. That seems about right. There's also some bad passes that went out of bounds by Sheridan. And some that are kind of hard to know, like how do you attribute a steal? It becomes a loose ball and, but Warriors overall defensively pretty good. Very few breakdowns. Just a couple where, Haley Ayala was able to get into the paint. And cause problems for the Warriors. Offensively, Warriors just need to shoot the ball better. They're getting good looks.
We only got 11 points in the second quarter, and we probably had a chance to get it 21 points, 22 points. Yeah, double
we missed,
that.
Missed a lot of shots in the paint. And some of that, I think, fatigue. I think Sarah missed a couple shots because she was tired. Alyssa just not found her groove yet.
She'll come back.
Well, I know one thing that was not said in the locker room, stop shooting.
No.
If you've got a good shot, you have to take it, right? You can't just pass up because you haven't been shooting the ball well. If you're a shooter, you shoot. And when you're playing within the offense and not forcing anything and that shot comes to you, the only way to really get back into making baskets is to keep shooting. You can't stop shooting because you're, especially in a game where you have a lead, you have to keep shooting, get that rhythm back. And part of that builds confidence in you as a shooter. When you have a bad stretch and then you come back out of it, it restores your confidence and actually makes you more confident the next time you have a bad stretch. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Every shooter has had bad stretches.
She's had some, I mean, they were the right shots, and some of them were down and out. I mean, they went in and came out. And a couple of them, you know, were offensive putbacks by 80. So.
Yeah, they weren't all bad possessions.
I'm sure they're all, I mean, there's probably not anybody there who feels really good about how they play. Maybe Sarah.
Grove had a good, I don't know how many rebounds you had Sarah for. She played so well. She didn't have a lot of rebounds, I don't think.
No, maybe one.
Yeah. But, played on the top of the 1-3-1, the middle of the 1-3-1, and the bottom. And just showing her versatility as a defender and as an offensive player. Stepped out, hit that three. Two of her three attempts from 3-point range looked really good. One of them went in, one of them rimmed. The other one wasn't so pretty, but that happens. But I like seeing her pop out, catch that, and be willing to shoot that 3-pointer. That adds a dimension to our offense that we need.
Yeah.
Because honestly, Maya, Eliza, and 80, especially Maya and Eliza, don't really look to shoot the three a lot. They're looking to drive and create. 80 will take the three, especially if it's in the corner. She likes it. So it's really kind of Alyssa and Sarah are your shooters until Ellie gets back in terms of willing to just put up any good shot that comes their way.
This group sort of plays with intensity depending on the team, too. I just get a feeling they're just kind of, we can beat these guys, and they don't, it's not the same intensity that we've seen against them have against better teams.
Sure. Sutherland, namely.
Yes, for sure, Sutherland.
All right, take another quick break and be back with the start of the third quarter here on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. About 20 seconds here before the start of the third quarter.
Jen, tell him to fix the fouls.
27-10 Amity as we head into the second half of play here. Warriors were led by Sarah Grove in the first half with 11 points and just a tremendous all-around effort by Sarah in that first half. She had multiple steals. I think she had a block or two.
Yeah.
She played great defense regardless of wherever Jed plugged her in. And then offensively, she was the most effective player on the floor, no question about it. Starting lineup back in, both Nisleys, along with Scharf, Grove, and Harzma.
This is not a game for our bigger girls, Megan or Kylie.
Well, they don't even try to get the ball inside, really.
No, so it's a perimeter game, and your big should get rebounds, but
1-3-1 zone for the Warriors. Chloe back to Haley Ayala. Over to Warner.
Sarah back up on top. I think they're going to work on getting a little more aggressive.
Well, and just, she's, again, learning that position. This was not hers. It was last year, it was Ellie's, and she was fantastic at it. Eliza did it early this year, but struggled with some fouls. Haley Ayala misses the three. Rebound inside. And knocked away by the Warriors. I think that was Watkins that had that board inside. Long rebound. No box out by the Warriors. Toughest thing about a zone, finding somebody to box out. Warner. Stuck. Grove up on her.
They just don't attack the 1-3-1. I mean, they're set up in almost a 1-3-1.
There's a steal by Eliza as they try to get the ball to the baseline. Throws ahead to Grove. Grove.
Oh.
Blocked by Ayala. Nice play. Great athlete. Fun to watch. Do anything. Watch her in volleyball. There's a lob to Grove. She tries the alley-oop. They're going to get that one of these times. Hartsman with the rebound. Back out to 80. Gets a screen from Maya. Moving screen by Maya, apparently. 27-10 Warriors. 7:01 left to go here in the third quarter. Haley Ayala walks it up. Grove showing the top of that 1-3-1. They go on the side to Warner. Skips that pass across to Chloe.
Oh, there it
There's
is.
A tip by Grove. Harzma with the steal. Harzma drives, takes it in. She's fouled. It's going to be on Chloe Ayala. Good take there by Maya. Even as a freshman, we saw that. Just so aggressive, attacking the rim when she has her chance. She's fearless, too. Doesn't care about contact. At the foul line, a little strong. Warriors have not made a foul shot tonight, Ron.
Nope.
0 for 4 now.
I shot 1,000 foul shots the other day. Had a lot of practice one day.
Yeah. Chloe Ayala out. Harzman hits the second. 1 out of 5 for the Warriors from the foul stripe. Used to call that a charity stripe, Ron, but when you shoot 1 out of 5, that's not charity. There's Grove with the tip. Harzman with the steal. Grove again, her second tip. Leading to a steal. Harzman. Looking to go to the corner, goes to Eliza, drives, fakes, scoops, too strong. 80 comes out of there with a rebound. Is there a better, and then loses it. Haley Ayala going the other way and fouled by Harzma, who checks on Haley, and she and Eliza help her back up. Gonna make her earn those shots, not give it up to her. First or third foul on Harzma, so in that case might not have been a great decision. It's going to get McMullen into the game. She's going to get Maya out. Haley Ayala is the one you don't want to foul, Ron. 5 out of 5 from the foul line tonight.
She has a nice looking shot.
She does. She was taught right. She's very fundamentally sound with her shot.
Well,
misses that one. Look
good
what we did.
Job.
Nice work. Eliza with the rebound. 80 takes it in and scores. Assist by McMullen. Great job. It was Eliza to Alyssa to 80. They trap Haley and tipped out of bounds by Eliza trying to go to the corner. Well, it is tough with Eliza on that baseline to go to either corner from the top. She is so fast. None of our girls have the leaping ability of Haley Ayala, but we have the quickness, though.
They will. The Nicers can jump. You're talking about a senior and freshman.
Yeah, this is true. Doesn't always work that way with young ladies, though.
Yeah, well,
hopefully
those,
it will.
Those two.
They will for them, yeah. Grove with another tip out on top. I know that's not a stat you check, right, most of the time, but there's a little drive on the baseline. Missed. Ball's loose, and 80 ties up.
It's our ball.
Corner. Not Warner. Chloe Ayala, Warriors ball in the alternating possession, as Ron mentioned. Eliza brings it up, calls out the play, works it right. Grove fakes the three. I think she kind of wanted that. It was a little early in the offense. Skip pass, Scharf down low. Nice up fake, power dribble, lays it up and in. Megan Scharf with the basket. 32-11 Warriors. Get it ahead to Warner. They trap. Nope, they back the trap off. Over to Haley. Tries to go down low to Givens, goes off of her hands and out of bounds. Well, and they have no bench either. Just pass ahead to Grove. Fakes the pass, lays it up and in. She was looking to pass the ball. She's got 13 in the game, 34-11. Givens with it. Back to Chloe. Pass ahead. McMullen knocks it loose. Grove can't get to it. Ayala to Haley Ayala for three, misses.
Uh-oh.
Ball inside, laid up, missed. Laid up again, missed. Scharf with the rebound. Eliza up the right side, drives hard, double dribbled. She knew it. She wanted to make the pass, and then it wasn't there.
Who did that?
Eliza.
Yeah.
She had the drive. She was going to take it and pass it to Grove, and then the pass wasn't there when she went to make it and touched it with both hands. Warriors still pressuring here. Working on the 1-3-1 with Grove on top. They break the pressure. Ayala misses. Good defense there by Eliza. Rebound sharp. 80 drives hard all the way in. Lays it up. Misses that one. Right at the rim. Rebound to Givens. Givens to Chloe Ayala. Over to Haley. Look at those hops. Man, she can jump. She just went about a foot and a half in the air to grab that ball. 2 foot vertical. No step. Chloe Ayala, high post, out to Haley for three. Looks good is. Her first basket of the game, she's got 8 points. 34-14. 80, drives, gives to Eliza, hooks a pass to Grove. Grove pulls up from 12.
Oh.
Won't stay. Ball tipped out of there, and Ayala has it going the other way. Grove picks her up at the three-point line. She crosses over, drives, fouled. Eliza just couldn't hold her ground there, and the foul, I think, was on Grove reaching in. Sarah stayed out of foul trouble tonight, though. Just her first foul of the game. She's played every minute of it. Scharf out, Kendall in. Ayala hits the first. Into the game. Black letter into the game. I think that's what I heard her say.
23.
Yeah, I don't have that on my... We'll go with that. Second one by all, also good. She is 7 out of 8 from the foul line. Down low, 80, lays it up short again. Gets it back, back out to Eliza. Back to 80 in the mid post. Steps through. Short. Grove misses. 80 with the rebound. Out to Eliza. To Grove. Kendall, left corner, 3 for McMullen, short, can't find the basket today for her. 1 out of whatever, a whole bunch. Ayala pulls up for 3, no good. Long rebound in the corner, chased down, knocked out of bounds off of Givens by McMullen. I'll bet if you asked Alyssa what her shooting percentage is, she'd be like, I don't know, maybe 5 for 10. That's the way shooters think, right? Like we remember, I think I had some misses. In the corner, Eliza for 3, buries it! Eliza Nisley doesn't shoot often from outside. She drills that one.
She's 2 for 2 today.
37-16. Warner with it on the left wing. Gets it back to Haley. Haley lobs it over to Chloe. That's just tempting, isn't it? Left corner, Warner for 3, no good. Ball tipped and nice rebound by Kendall. Eliza, timeout Warriors. Yep. It's going to be a 30-second timeout to get Scharf in. I think Grove is going to maybe get a break. She's one tired kid. Look at her. Just drained.
She always looks drained.
30-second timeout, 2:02 left to go, third quarter, 37-16, Warriors by 21. They're up by 17 at halftime.
I think the Nisleys got the message about fouls because they've
sit down,
they've cut back on their reach-in stuff.
Yep.
So much more under control tonight, which will be important on Thursday night.
Yes, it will.
They need them in the game and not sitting on the bench with them.
Grove is not getting a break.
I told you she was.
80's getting a break. They're going big. It's Grove, Scharf, Kendall, Eliza, Nisley, and McMullen. This is a conditioning practice for Grove. Kendall down low to Grove, lays it up and in. But why would you want to come out if they're going to feed you? She cut from the high post to the low post. A great pass by Kendall.
I think Jed set that up.
39-16, I think so. Grove still playing the top of this 1-3-1 and looking a little tired. She was getting some tips early. There's Eliza. Almost saved it. Stepped out of bounds. Good hustle by Nisley. Ball on the sideline here. Warriors going left to right in front of us. So the ball stay down at the left end for the Spartans. Chloe Ayala into Haley. Haley back to Chloe, tipped out of bounds by Kendall. Minute 30 to go.
There's no
third
cutters.
Quarter.
There's no cutters. It's just
Warner dribbles out on top into the high post. Ayala backs out, takes the three, misses that. Kendall tips Grove with the rebound. Grove pushes. She's going to break away. Ayala in on her and fouls her. Haley Ayala trying to go for the block. She's given up about 4 or 5 inches there.
She almost got the ball.
She got a hand on the ball, but also got some body. Good job by Sarah to protect the ball from Ayala. Grove at the line, buries it. What a night for Sarah Grove, Ron. She has 16 in the game. And she has been the toughest player to guard on the floor for the Warriors tonight. Misses the second one. Rebound to Sheridan. Haley Ayala with it. Crosses over. Shovels it to Chloe. Foul by Kendall. Get a hip check there. Minute 3 to go, third quarter. 40-16, Amity. And she get a Charlie horse here. She might have got a knee from Kendall in the thigh there. We're going to have a timeout. Injury timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick break and be right back on KLYC. All right, back from the injury timeout there. That was a knee to the quadricep. Foul was on Kendall, her first, fourth team foul on the Warriors. So Sheridan will inbound the ball. That was Chloe Ayala going out. In the corner, it's Haley Ayala. Ayala dribbles, gets to the elbow, tough shot. Hanging in the air, buries it, fading to her right. That's a tough shot. In the corner, Kendall for three, hits it!
Yeah.
Kylie Kendall, her first shot, I think, of the game, Ron.
It is.
Buries it, and it was pretty. It was the Kylie we know and love.
Catch and shoot.
Yep. Ayala,
look at that.
17-footer straight on, banks it in. She's starting to feel it a little bit now. She's hit 1-3, a couple of tough jumpers. Kendall looks for Liza, right, cutting down the middle. Finishes at the rim. Another assist for Kendall. Eliza Nisley now with 9 in the game. Warner, right corner. They double her. Tough spot to be. Loses it. McMullen with a steal. Gets it to Eliza. Eliza pushes fast past Ayala. Drives. Kicks to Grove. Grove. Back out. McMullen for three. Short. End of the quarter. After three, the Warriors with a 45-20 lead as they outscore the Spartans 18-10 in that third quarter. We will be back in just a moment. Fourth quarter action here from Amity High School. Sheridan will have the ball, trailing 45-20, 8 minutes to go. Ayala with it. She is their offense. She's their team. High post, back out to Ayala, over to Warner. Tries to hook a pass down in the corner to Gibbons, knocked out of bounds by Eliza Nisley, who's out there with McMullen, Kendall, Harzma back in the game, and Grove. Harzma playing with three fouls. Ayala dribbles to the right, bounce pass in the corner. They save it, back in. Ayala on top. Ayala over to Warner. Warner. Ayala wanted the three, didn't get it off quick enough. Skips it back to Warner. In the corner, they go back to Warner. Skips it fast over to Ayala. Good closeout by McMullen. Ayala from 25 misses that. And Kendall with a nice rebound. Throws ahead to McMullen. To Grove, who fumbles it. Saves it back to Harzma. To Nisley. Nisley drives. Hooks it up and in. Even when it's a broken play, Ron, they're still cutting and passing. Always attacking. Always attacking. 47-20. Ayala to Warner. Warner in the right forecourt. Tries to go back door to Warner or to Gibbons.
No threat. They don't even look to shoot.
1-3-1. Very effective.
Now
Gibbons will shoot. Misses. Harzman with the rebound. Eliza looking up. It's not there. Drives. Kicks to McMullen in the corner. Dribbles out onto the wing. Back in the corner. Eliza for three. Short.
Good pass.
Foul by on Grove. Grove will go to the line to shoot two. She got the rebound on the air ball. But where was she? Inside position. Working to get inside.
Working for the ball.
See, we're looking at the ball a lot. We're not watching, but Sarah does such a good job, along with Aiden Isley, of getting inside position when the shot goes up. They just work hard down there. And that's, Ron, as you know, that's what it's all about. It's not a special skill. It's just a desire to get position. Oh, 80's finally going to get Sarah Lynn out after this next shot, if she makes it. Otherwise, she has to keep playing. There's motivation to make your shot. She buries the second one. And Sarah Lynn Grove will get her first break of the game. She has played awesome tonight. So proud of her. And no foul trouble. She has one foul in the game.
Yeah.
With all that defense she played. 48-20 Warriors, 6.5 minutes to go. Ayala might have caught that on her hip there. No call. Gets it in the corner. Blocked by Eliza Nisley. I'm not sure who that was trying the shot.
21.
I don't have a name on it.
Oh, okay.
So, but Eliza blocked her jump shot out of bounds. Warner to Ayala to Givens. Givens back to Ayala. Skips it in the corner. Warner backs it out. Dribbles to the right. Nothing there. Knocked away. Harzma gets it back to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the middle. Over to McMullen. Mid-range. No good. It's one of those nights. They just don't always go, but I love the fact that she keeps taking good shots. Haley Ayala hooks a pass down low. Blocked by Eliza, and they get her for the foul. Wow.
I don't think so.
It's going to be Givens going to the line. Look pretty good from here. But when you're up by 28, you don't always get the benefit of the call. So Givens to the line to shoot two. She's got 2 points in the game. I mean, they have 20 as a team. 14 of those are Haley Ayala. Givens misses the foul shot. Ayala had 4 at halftime. She's got 10 in the second half.
I don't think you've got another girl can.
Second one good for Givens. First point they've scored in a while. 48-20 Warriors. Eliza Kendall for three. Okay, busts good. It! Kylie Kendall with her second three. That'll make her feel good, won't it? Man, get that shot going. There's a ball knocked away by 80. Oh, I think that was off of Warner, but they're going to give it to him. 80 with some really good man defense there.
So we are running clock right now, aren't we? We're 30.
Yeah, they've got it running. 30-point game, 51-21. Ayala walks it up, works left, gives it off. I will say this for Ayala.
Oh, he called a foul.
On McMullen reaching. I'll say this for Haley Ayala. Even though she's not on a very good team, she continues to run the offense. Even though she is the only player that really can do anything, she continues to run the offense and be unselfish.
Yeah.
I like her attitude. I like her work ethic.
What's her coach's name? Is he any relation?
Nope, Jeremy Brown.
Oh.
Inbound for Sheridan. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Get it to Warner. Skips it over to number 21. Back to Warner. Ayala for three. No good. Kendall with another rebound. She's done a good job on the boards. Pass ahead from McMullen. 80. Oh, got going fast. A little too fast. Could not corral her dribble and take it up. Man, they attack fast, though. Just play at a different speed. When you get Harzma and the Nisleys on the break, there is a speed advantage against anybody. Ayala. Works to the right. Hooks a pass down low. Picked off by Eliza. Throws it ahead to 80. 80, one dribble. Lays it up and in. One dribble fast break, Ron.
Yeah.
Because of the long outlet pass. 80's got 10 in the game. And number 20, Logan Watkins.
Banged her knee.
Yeah, in a lot of knee pain out there. Not able to walk off the floor. I don't know what she did, if she banged it or twisted it or what. McMullen and 80, Nisley out. Sharp and Wilson into the game. It's 53-21 Warriors.
Okay, so you got Kylie Wilson in.
Yep, along with Kendall.
Kylie Kendall.
Sharp, Eliza, and Harzma. They play catch out on top. Ball knocked away, stolen by Kendall, or not by Kendall, by Wilson. Kylie Wilson with the steal. They go in the corner to Eliza. Eliza drives, steps through, got her for travel. That's a tough shot she just made there. Kind of stepped through right to left and banked it. Kind of reaching back to her right, but they got her for sliding that pivot foot. Ayala against the 2-3 zone. He wants a full timeout. So they'll give him one with 3:16 left to go. We'll take a quick break. Be back with the conclusion here from Amity High School. Amity Warrior basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Spartans 53-21 with 3:16 to go. On the floor for the Warriors, Sharp, Kendall, Wilson, Rideout, and Harzma. Sheridan basketball. Chloe Ayala into Haley. Back to Chloe. Haley with it. They play catch out on top. Haley crosses over. Can't get a shot off on right out. Out on top to Warner. Warner back to Haley. Haley Ayala works to the right. Flicks it to Warner, and she has a heel out of bounds. Yep. .246 remaining. Warriors with the ball. Clock running. Harzma works to the right. Oh, not sure where she thought that was going. Sharp, she thought Sharp was cutting somewhere else, I think. Steal by Sheridan. Haley in the corner. Watkins back to Haley. Misses a three. Kendall with another board. She'll push it up to McMullen, or to Harzma at half court. Maya works left to Haley for three, for Kylie, I mean. Misses. Sharp with the rebound. Back out to Wilson on the baseline. Right out. Misses the mid-range. Rebound pulled down inside by Bailey Deal into the game. Sheridan with the ball. Ayala out on top. Swings it to Warner for three. Looks good. No. Kendall with another rebound. She's got about six or seven, I think.
Seven.
Harzma dribbles through traffic all the way in, scoops it up, comes up short, probably got fouled, gets her own rebound. Out to right out, Liliana with it, works left, ball knocked away by Haley, gets it to Kendall, back to right out, dribbles middle, bounce pass to Wilson, look at that ball movement, Wilson knocks it down. Liliana right out, made that one happen, Ron.
She was working against the senior. I mean, she did a good job of getting the pass.
And just the awareness of where Kylie was.
Yeah.
In traffic there. Kylie knocks down the little 10-footer. Nice shot by Kylie, too. Wilson, freshman. Sheridan with the ball. Givens skips it over. Warner jacks up a long three and hits it. Wow. Leah Warner, her first basket of the game. That was about a 24-footer. 50 seconds to go. Harzma gives it to Kendall. Kylie, ball fakes, now gets it back to Harzma. Harzma to right out, right out. Back over to Kendall. Skip pass to Wilson. Harzma. Harzma on the right wing. Dribble drive, down low to Sharp. Fouled, no call, gets it back out to Kendall for three. Oh, wouldn't go. She rimmed that one. She had a big smile on her face. She liked it, I think. Watkins with it. Warner now looks at the three out to Ayala.
She's not
10
even.
10 seconds. They're done.
They're done.
Ayala. They just play catch out top, and they'll run the clock out. Call it a game. Nope. Warner will shoot a three. Misses it at the buzzer. Final score. Amity 55 and Sheridan 24. We knew this one was over in the first quarter, Ron, when it was 16-4 Amity. They never really got closer than that the rest of the way. It was a 12-point lead after one, 17 after two, 25 after three, and they win by 31. We'll be right back with final numbers on the players. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Wrapping things up here from Amity High School. Warriors were led tonight by Sarah Grove with 17 points. Eliza with 11. 80 Nisley with 10. 6 for Kylie Kendall on a pair of threes. 5 for Maya Harzma. 2 each for Kylie Wilson, Alyssa McMullen, and Megan Sharp. Haley Ayala leading the way for the Spartans. She was 7 out of 8 from the foul line and had 14 points in the game. What do you have, Ron? You want to add to that?
This is a team we should have beat by about 40 or 50, but we just missed. It doesn't look like, it seemed like we missed a bunch of shots, but.
Percentage-wise.
80 was 5 for 12, which that's a lot of misses for her because they were just all, they were.
Yeah, she didn't take an outside shot, I don't think, all game.
Those were all easy shots. And, Alyssa was 1 for 13. I mean.
Yeah. One of those games for her.
Yeah.
She got her shots within the offense. They just didn't go down today, but as shooters do, you keep shooting. You come back next game and you know what you do? You shoot.
They had 20 turnovers, so we capitalized on that.
Yeah, Sarah really impressed me tonight. Stayed out of foul trouble, played great defense, wreaked havoc on their team on both ends of the floor. That's what she should do night in and night out against almost any team that we match up with.
Yep.
She's so long and athletic and can hurt you so many ways. Outside, inside, mid-range, run the floor, play defense.
We got those three guards, and so you got her. When she's in the game, who's going to guard her?
Yeah.
It's
got to be somebody slow almost always, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's not slow.
She'll out-hustle him inside.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. All right, our next game will be on Thursday, 2 days from now, at San Diego Christian. And that one, folks, promises to be a little tougher for both the boys and the girls. So, both of them. So hopefully they're ready to go and everybody's feeling good by then. So that's it for us tonight, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.